It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Philippians, we are teaching a series on Introduction to Prayer. This particular series will cover the basic types of prayer, the basic purposes of prayer. Also, we will teach model prayers, dispensational prayers, the five answers to prayer, how to pray, and some results of a dormant or stagnant prayer life. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 says, be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The Lord is teaching through the Scriptures that He wants us to have a fruitful, a bountiful, and an effective prayer life. The objective of this teaching is to learn the importance of prayer, how to grasp the importance of prayer, how to heighten our awareness of the importance of prayer. The types of prayer, or the distinctions of the basic types of prayer, and the basic concepts or ideas and motives of a healthy prayer life. The consequences of omitted prayer, what happens to us, our lack of power, lack of direction, and trusting in ourselves if we do not have an effective prayer life, and finally, how to facilitate a fruitful prayer life, which includes answers to prayer and bilateral communication between us and the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Every Christian needs to understand the dynamics and the criticality of prayer, the proper position and attitude and mechanics of prayer. Prayer, simply stated, is communication with the Lord that brings to the forefront in our Christian relationships such characteristics as intimacy, clarity, and purpose. Without a victorious prayer life, the Christian will become impotent, ineffective, and eventually enter into a path of both spiritual and natural retrogression, which means that we will stagnate and then backslide. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 5, Point Number 5. Five answers to prayer. In the Scriptures, there are many different answers to prayer, but five basic responses are found consistently throughout the Scriptures. As a foundation, these five answers to prayer can help us to not only categorize the prayer responses in Scripture, but they can help us when we pray in part to know through the Scriptures what the answer from God may be. Point 5A. The answer to prayer of yes. Throughout the Scriptures, God answers His people according to His will with the answer of yes. It is a comfort to know that God answers prayer. God answers prayer according to His will, which is according to His word. John chapter 15 verse 7 states, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is stating that if we have a relationship with Him and pray according to His word, which is God's will, then our prayers will be answered. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15 states, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions or prayer requests that we desired of Him." Once again, we pray according to Scripture, God's will, which is God's word, knowing that as we pray God's will, our prayers will be answered. God answers prayer that it may glorify Him. God answers prayer according to His will. God answers prayer according to God's purpose and plan for our life. God answers prayer as we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 15, verse 7. God answers prayer according to our relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 15, verse 7. God answers prayer considering that if He were to answer yes, would it cause us to backslide? God answers prayer according to His plan and purpose for our life, and according to His will. Point 5b, the answer to prayer of the word no. Oftentimes in the scriptures, God answers no. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 22 through 25, the Philistines invaded yet a second time, and David inquires of the Lord if he should pursue them. And God answers no before he goes forth. Paul, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, was given the answer of prayer of no when he prayed that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, Paul was buffeted by a messenger of Satan. This was perhaps a physical infirmity, and Paul prayed three times that this would depart from him. God answers Paul with the prayer of no. And as stated in verse 9, God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul stated in verse 9 the response from God. Paul was told, in other words, that throughout this physical infirmity that I may have, God's grace will give me comfort. Throughout these physical infirmities that we may have, God will give us the grace of encouragement. Throughout these physical infirmities that we may have, God will give understanding and purpose and meaning and strength and wisdom. God's grace is sufficient for our weaknesses, for our trials and tribulations, whatever we are going through in our natural body, in our mind, in our emotions, in our spirit, in our being. God's grace is sufficient, for our strength is made perfect in our weakness. Scripture teaches, if God be for us, who can be against us? Scripture teaches, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Scripture teaches, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. This answer of no in the scriptures is also a healthy response. The answer of no teaches us not to be entitled. This answer of no teaches us to separate needs from wants. This answer of no teaches us that God is not at our beck and call, but he answers prayer not according to our will or our whims, but according to his will. This answer of no teaching us that we must use wisdom, and sometimes our prayer requests are actually wants, personal wants, and not God's needs. In this society we are living in, with the abundance of luxury items and creature comforts, we must be careful in our prayer time to ensure that we separate our needs from our wants, and to ensure that we are comfortable suffering on behalf of Christ, that we may be able to go forth and do his will according to his plan and purpose for us. Point number 5C, the answer of prayer to wait. God at times may respond not with a yes, nor with a no. He might respond with wait. This example in the scriptures in Acts chapter 1 makes this clear. As leading up to the day of Pentecost, the apostles were told to wait for the promise of the Father and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As they prayed for 10 days in the upper room until the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell and the church was born. This answer of wait from the Lord teaches us not to be impulsive. This answer of wait from the Lord teaches us how to be patient. This answer of wait from the Lord encourages and strengthens our faith and trust in him. Scripture teaches in Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This particular waiting, according to the scriptures, is not us being stagnant in our walk with the Lord, but it's similar to the old-fashioned term of a waiter or a waitress. This individual working in restaurants would wait on tables, but in the functional sense, they are serving tables. They are constantly moving and serving and helping and facilitating the meals that individuals have ordered. In other words, as we wait on the Lord, we are still going forward with his plan and purpose for us as we serve him. The scripture teaches to serve the Lord with gladness. So as we are waiting for our prayers to be answered, God may allow us to wait for a season for the answer to come, and in the meantime, we continue to serve Him by serving the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and shut-in, and furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." God has His season, His time for answering prayer. When God is fit to answer the prayer, in the fullness of time, He will manifest the prayer. This particular waiting on the Lord helps us to wait to be seasoned, to wait for our maturity in Christ, to wait until God is ready to manifest this particular prayer request. Romans chapter 12, verse 7 gives us an example where it states to wait on our ministry or to wait on our teaching. This scripture tells us that there is a time and a season for ministry and teaching to manifest. And in the fullness of time, it will come when God is ready to birth the prayer request into existence. In the meantime, we serve the Lord with gladness. We mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. We become seasoned as Christians. We become wise as Christians. And God will grant the prayer request in due time. Individuals are encouraged that as they wait on the Lord, they not lose heart. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 states, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." As we wait on the Lord for the prayer request to be manifest, we continue to serve the Lord and not become weary in our well-doing. Scripture says, "In the due season we shall reap if we faint not." In this world, there are seasons of winter, summer, spring, and fall. Four natural seasons to partake of. For the Christian, we are blessed to have a fifth season. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 calls it the due season. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. In due season, God will manifest the blessing and manifest the prayer request in the fullness of time. Point number 5D. Oftentimes, we receive a answer to prayer of what we need, but what we never prayed for. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 13 give a good example on how Solomon was asked by the Lord, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon responded and prayed that he desires an understanding heart to judge the people and a discerning between good and bad. He wanted to be a just judge, a just king, a just ruler over the people with wisdom and understanding. God, in response, gave him more than what he asked for he did not ask for the life of his enemies. He did not ask for riches. He did not ask for long life. And as a result, God gave him riches. God gave him honor. And God gave him wisdom and understanding. There are times when the Lord may answer prayer with what we need, and we may not realize it until we look back in retrospect or in hindsight, realizing that God was taking care of us all along. And God did not answer that particular prayer because it was not what we needed at that time. God, through His grace, gave us what we needed. Oftentimes we pray and we think that it is God's will, but in hindsight we see that God did not answer that prayer, for that prayer would have been a disaster for us. God often, in His grace and mercy, will give us what we needed but not prayed for. This is God's infinite wisdom and mercy and grace. Point 5E, the answer to prayer of silence. Oftentimes, individuals may be children of the Lord through Christ Jesus that have strayed away from the Lord, and individuals not in the will of God based on their decisions often have silence as a response. Scripture teaches in Psalm 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in mine heart, the Lord will not hear me." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 23 states, "And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron." This scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 23, is part of a summation package of that chapter, warning the children of Israel that if they go astray, the heavens shall be as brass, which is symbolic for their prayers not going up to the Lord, and the earth shall be as iron, which is symbolic for the ground not being fertile and producing a crop. If they go astray, they will be outside the will of God and outside the blessings of God, and their prayers will not be answered. Scripture gives an excellent example in the book of Judges, chapter 16 and verse number 20. The story of Samson, where Samson began to shake himself and wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Each time Samson were to be captured by the Philistines, he would shake himself, feel the locks that hung down from his hair, and remind him of his Nazarene covenant, and the strength of God would come upon him, and he would be free from the Philistines, and he would do great works and great deeds on behalf of the Lord. But there was a time when Samson was attacked by the Philistines, and he shook himself and did not realize the Lord had departed from him. Samson, throughout the scriptures, time after time, toyed with sin, had sex outside of marriage, gambled, was not honoring to his parents, and other such things. And as a result, he strayed away from the will of God, and the strength of God was departed from him. There are individuals in the church that are toying with sin. Scripture teaches, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And over time, God's grace may be removed from the individual's life, and they may fall subject to the sinful choices and consequences that accumulate from those bad choices. Scripture teaches in Romans chapter 6, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. There is coming a time in the individual's life that continues to toy with sin, that God's grace and the Holy Spirit will be removed from them, and they will find themselves in crisis, in a predicament that will cause them to fall on their knees, to look up and cry out to God. They may lose everything, including their life, if they do not repent and cease from toying with sin, as Samson did, whom scriptures teach that the Lord departed from him, his strength left him, and as a consequence, the Philistines put out his eyes and made him a servant unto them. This particular silence also is for individuals who do not know the Lord, and they wonder why their prayers are not being answered. 1 Samuel chapter 28 verses 5 and 6 give an example on how King Saul could not hear from the Lord, neither by dreams, nor by the prophets, nor by the instruments of the prophets. King Saul has gone astray, seeking a familiar spirit, seeking witchcraft, and as a result, there was silence from on high. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15 gives a warning for individuals that shed blood, that hurt the innocent, that do things against the will of God, and their prayers are not answered. Scripture states, and when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood, which speaks to guilt and unconfessed sin. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15. Despite how individuals may feel when they pray, if they are not in the will of God, or if they are backslidden and refuse to follow the Lord, then silence will be the response. Despite what individuals rationalize in their mind, thinking that God hears their prayer, if they have gone astray, or if they are not in the will of God, silence will be the response from on high. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 5. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.